What all did you have to do to keep
you
it
had
up?
To chop it, and then ply it, hoe it.
What do you mean by chopping the cotton?
Well, it's, you just had to thin it. You thin the stalks out to one or two hills, one or two plants to the hill. They don't hold the cotton nowadays. Hmm. They just throw the seed down there and let it grow.
And what were the other things you said that you had to do besides chop it?
Hoe it. That was to get the grass out of it, had it cut up.
Did you have any special name for the grass that grew up in the cotton field?
Yeah, we had what's called crab grass and crowfoot grass. Mm-hmm. Johnson grass. About all we had on the farm. We had a lot of good many weeds.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you didn't want in cotton. And cotton usually grows in a what now?
It just grows in a row. You plant it, yeah, row crop.
A bunch of rows of cotton, you'd have your regular cotton.
It just according to the soil it was on, how high it would grow or something like that.
So, let's see. Now, what's tobacco grown in? Is it grown in?
It mostly grows like into a collard plant or something like into that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say cotton and corn, but they grow in a field?
Right.
And what about grow peas? Would you grow them in a field?
In a field, just like you would your cotton or your corn.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the word patch? What do you grow in a patch?
Well, you have potato patch, pea patch, something like that.
Mm-hmm. How does that differ from a field? Would it be smaller than a field?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Not small.
Yeah.
About how large would a patch usually be?
I'd say anywhere from a half acre to an acre and a half.
Mm, something like that?
Yeah.
What were the various kinds of fences that you had?
We had rail fences, mostly rail fences.
And how were they made?
You'd split them out of pine or oak. If you get a good oak, you split rails out of a pine tree or an oak tree.
Mm. And then what would you do with them?
Well, you'd build your fence. You'd stack them up on one on top of the other until you got it, say, 6 or 8 rails high.
What other kind of fences did you have?
Well, later year we had what's called a barbed wire. Mm-hmm. And then they come along with the, we call it the net wire, which is you use for hogs or goats or something like into that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you ever have a kind of wooden fence where the top of it came up like that? Did you ever have like a paling fence?
Yeah.
That
we
kind of thing.
Had what you call a paling, a picket fence.
That the same thing?
No, it's different.
What's the difference in those two?
Well, you ride your boards out and you split your palings out. And some folks call them picket, some palings. Mm-hmm. That's about the only thing we had for a garden fence. Mm-hmm. Was a paling fence.
I guess putting up fence is pretty hard work.
It was a lot of work in it.
Yeah, when you put up barbed wire fence, what do you have to
you have to put your post. We generally put our post 8 foot apart, 3 and 4 strands of barbed wire. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes we'd have a 36-inch net wire with 2 barbs on top of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what would you call just one of those posts?
Just a post.
Okay. Did you ever have any fences around here made of loose stone or rock or anything like that?
Uh-uh.
Never had any of those. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, a woman, she has her best dishes. What are they usually made out of?
God, I don't know.
They're made out of...